Blog Talk Radio.
We got what you want, and what you want is another MSFP crew virtual rehearsal. Today's episode we're titling Music is the New Medicine and So Much More. And some of that So Much More, Skipa just found out about today. As some of you guys might know, I'm a dual enrolled student, and Skipa's just learning little tidbits about this interview that I need to do with her for an assignment. So she knows a little bit about the type of interview that this is going to be, but these questions are going to be complete surprise to her, which means we're going to get the raw and real answers from her. But before we get to that, we just played Hotspot Got Back Remix. So you know what that means. We got to do it a cappella now. Yes. She's soft, refreshing like a frosty breeze. A spur mist and a fall to my knees. Elegantly like a summer breeze. She's got the image of me. 3D, technical, spectacle. Light up the spot, hot spot. That talk don't stop. You got what I want. You got what I want. You got what I want. So, girl, show 'em what you got now.
I'll show 'em what I got. Yo, 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 hey, I got what you want. Said the S-girls, you know I'm a liar, look. Think not then, you're out of luck. Same friends, yes, sir, to the top charts. But Herman is a work of art. Take a look for yourself, it's blazing fire. Like the hands of hell, this beat is hardcore. I'm making sore, but at the front door. Keep it up like never done before. Don't stop, stop, you want some more. Songs playing all hot stores and hot spots. Getting on the floor to make the switcher. Thing just a bonus, like never heard that before, sister. Big fast and skipper. And it's up your favor, you know where it's at, mister. We can do a long run, no sweating, never stop perfection, no regrets yet. Always looking at one another, get a glimpse of our expression. So take up the whole music business, and our lights, camera, action, in the set, perception, climb up, car be the main attraction, the rest of the cars, yeah. Can't put up a fist to fight, and the way we persist, I'm saying, nah, that ain't right. And so P, taking over the spotlight tonight, let's go.
Go, 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 get it, get it, get it. Go, go, don't stop, stop. Yeah,
stop,
this
stop.
Is the hot spot.
The hot spot. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, getting to this interview, there's a... So... I'm just going to dive right into this, and hopefully I'm asking these right, and we're going to just – and I'm going to fill out this form later on with whatever we get and hope for the best. But, you know, Skippa, you're a recording artist, and like myself – yeah, recording artist, but also someone who's overcome mental illness and you deal with things in the mm-hmm. area of social justice is being an openly lesbian rapper. So with all of this in mind, what does the typical week look like for you, for someone who, you know, leads the life that you do with the recording and just the struggles you have with mental health and just take us inside your world. What's the typical week look like for you?
Well, I'm always going back and forth between West Hollywood, Pasadena area, and Arcadia. I live out in the San Gabriel Valley, and I always be taking public transportation, whether it's the Gold Line all the way to Union Station to meet up with you, Big Steps. Whether I'm going all the way out to downtown Santa Monica over via the Expo train, I mean, you know, I try to stay active. Whether I'm in West Hollywood, whether I'm in Arcadia, I'm always listening to music, writing new songs. Whether they start out as a poem and evolve into an actual song, or sometimes I just get an idea for a song and I gotta keep on writing, whether I'm doing it on my phone, whether I'm recording a video of an idea for a song on my phone, or whether I'm typing it up on my laptop, my notepad, on my phone, you know, I'm always, you know, I gotta always keep putting my emotions and feelings down into lyric form. So, I mean, I help you out with our radio MSFP shows, you know, whether I'm out here in Arcadia like I am today, or whether I'm out in West Hollywood, I still help you out, you know.
And I know that.
I mean,
that sometimes. sometimes these things can be a challenge, which leads me to my next question is, what would you say with the challenges you face, both as someone who's overcome mental health conditions and as a recording artist, what would you say is the hardest part of your day-to-day, hardest part of, being someone who, in your shoes, what would you say is the hardest thing you have to face on a day-to-day with all of this is?
I mean, some days are better than others. Other days, it varies from day to day. Sometimes I deal with some bad stress or anxiety problems, and sometimes I gotta take a step back. Sometimes I gotta take a step from writing whatever it is that I'm writing, or there's times where I have to take a step back just to ease my mind sometimes, or sometimes I need to get out of the house, go for walks or swim to really help relax me. Every day is different. Some days are much better. Some days I have no anxiety or stress whatsoever. But then there are some times where I deal with pretty intense anxiety that can sometimes feel like panic attacks sometimes. But I try to keep it mostly undercover, Like, you would never be able to tell. You probably can notice more than other people because we hang out, we hang out a lot every week.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, there are some times where I smile so much in some of my selfies that I take or some pictures that I take, I'd be smiling. But, at that same time, I could be, my dopamine levels in my brain can sometimes be wishy-washy sometimes, which is not a good feeling. But it definitely is much better now than it was when I was in my early teenage years, back then, the doctor hadn't, the doctors couldn't diagnose, it wasn't until maybe I was 14 or 15, they finally diagnosed me with a auditory processing disorder. There was one time they thought I was bipolar, so there was one time I was on that, I think it's a prescription you take, actually, Big Stats. There was this prescription, they once gave me a Depakote or something. When they thought that I had a bipolar, but that actually that I was on it for a week or 2 weeks, and that really messed me up. I wasn't quite done.
Okay.
I was gonna say, for the listeners who don't know, I still post stuff on my artist page about mental illness and me overcoming mental illness and stuff like that. The last big one that I had, which you already know, because that's when you did the that show at Maverick's Flats, was when I got very sick in fall of 2015. And anyways, I'm so glad that I'm on a... I'm so glad for right now that I'm on a low dose of the medication my doctor prescribed me back then. I very hope so that soon I'll be able to get off that medication altogether. But there's nothing really that I can do about it. I try, You know, that's what music and watching movies and trying to, like, ease my mind at sometimes. I just gotta sometimes take a step back and then take another step forward and record new music, put my emotions and everything into song. And, I mean, it's just, you know, there's days where it can be good. There's some days that are better than others, and you know, I just gotta learn to deal with stuff like that. So that's all.
Yeah, and you actually answered one of my next questions, because this is one of my next questions was, tell me about the last time you had this problem, and you mentioned about Maverick Flash. So, what emotions when you think of this problem that you've been overcoming with all of this, what emotions come up? You know, is it like embarrassed, frustrated, scared, worried, bored, ashamed, angry, afraid? Like, what emotions would you say come up when you think about this?
I'm not really scared anymore. In the beginning of when I did get sick in fall of 2015, I was very scared and, like, I mean, there are some times where I do sort of hide in my shell, you know? And then there's other times where my confidence, when I was, like, in my, like, how we were talking before, when I was in my early 20s, like 2008, 2009, 2010 era, back then, I hadn't gotten hurt as much. I was very confident to walk up to girls and, you know, just strike a conversation out of the blue. And now it's much harder, much more difficult for me. But I'm trying to get back to that type of personality that I used to be before I got hurt by so many girls over the years. And so, like, you know, there's sometimes where I'm not so scared about putting my feelings out there again. It's kind of complicated. It's kind of hard to, but that's a little bit of what I've been going through.
So kind of worried sometimes.
You know,
all right.
I mean, you know, especially I've been single for a while, and, like, I don't mind being single because I can, like, always lean back on my music and performing and, you know, with my family and my close friends that have stuck by my side for throughout the years. But yeah. You know, there's just some days that are easier than others, and I know probably for the rest of my life I'm going to be having to fight. I'm going to have to keep fighting this mental illness, and I just have to deal with the fact that some days are going to be easier than other days, you know?
All right. So this next question can, I guess, be both simple and complicated at the same time, but...
Yep.
When did you last try to solve this problem, which is a big question that can be kind of simple and complicated at the same time, but when you think of this question, you know, what comes to mind of...
What's the question?
when did you... And this falls under our current solutions. When did you last try to solve this problem?
What problem is that exactly?
Well, I mean, just like let's take the dating thing for, let's use that for an example. So, or Or did you? Have you tried to solve this problem? Might be the... Or are you still trying to figure that out? How to solve this problem?
Well, I mean, there is this one girl I met recently, and I really want to see where it could lead, you know? I'm trying to put myself back out there again, and there is this one woman that I really like, and I don't really want to talk about it on the air because, you know, I don't know who's going to be listening in and whatnot, but, I mean, I already posted our picture and everything, you know, so I'm just trying to take things slow and see where, you know, see where it goes, so to speak. Hello?
All right. Yeah, I hear you. Is there anything that you find not ideal about this solution?
What do you mean?
What do you mean
by ideal?
Like, if we're using the same example, for example, so maybe just with you in this, I know that you mentioned about having this great confidence before and that you're trying to get back out into the dating pool and you mentioned this girl. And so, I mean, is there any issues like distance is there anything that's not ideal about your current situation for the solution?
I don't know. I mean, that's why I want to take things slow because there's days when I really want to talk. There are some days where I really want to talk to her, but, like, you know, sometimes either she's busy or I'm busy, and, like, I'm just saying, like, that's one part of me I'm trying to work on is my patience. And so I'm still working on myself, you know, too. And,
right.
But, I don't know. It's kind of hard to talk about, you know, because like, I don't know. I just want to. I'm not. I don't know. It's hard to talk about. Hello?
Yeah. So clearly when it comes to your, I think you've mentioned that when it comes to both your writing and your mental health, it's very tied in with your emotions. You've been talking about this woman, you can apply this last question to either to your relationship or to anything else.
I wouldn't go so far to say that we're in a relationship yet, but that's one thing I wanted to talk to her about, like actually like on the phone and stuff, is to see, you know, where we're at, like. Yeah, like where this can go, you know, before I put like a label on it, you know. I just want to, you know, discuss this with her to see, you know. I don't care how slow we have to go, you know. Like, possibility that we could, you know, start going on actual dates and, you know, me showing her around and her showing me, you know, places that she likes to hang out at and whatnot. I just, you know, I think it's best if this is going to go anywhere that we take things slow because, you know, I'm still working on myself and whatnot. So, it's complicated.
All right.
And, I mean, yeah, that's a tricky question for me because, you know, I don't. I mean, I already know that she knows I care about her and like her a lot, so that's a good thing that she knows that about me.
Mm-hmm.
Next question.
All right, so I mean, and you can tie this back. You can tie this to whatever you feel is the easiest for you to talk about. I mean, even your songwriting, you can tie this question to. And it's...
Oh, I also...
How did you Yes, go on.
No, I was just gonna... I was just gonna say a few days ago, I think it was either late when I got back home from Sunday or sometime on Monday, you know, I got inspired to write a little poem. So I wrote a little poem about her. And I don't think I'm ready to share that quite yet on the air, you know. But I just want to say that I wrote a little sweet poem about her.
That's all right. I'm sure I'll hear the poem eventually, whether it be on air or not. But, like I said, this last question you can tie into either your relationship, your overcoming mental health, your music and songwriting. Just interpret this question however you feel. But how did you discover that solution? Like, I know, let's go with songwriting because I know that that's a big part, and it's almost therapeutic for you. So how did you discover that to be a solution that could aid you?
I don't really know. I mean, it was back in seventh grade, back in 2001, when I started to write hip-hop rap lyrics. I mean, even before I started writing rap lyrics, though, I used to write song lyrics. This is going to be funny. My cousin and her sister, we tried to form this little group back when we were like 10 or 11 or something, called Bounce 21. I was going to be like the rapper and the other two were going to be like the singers. And like, but then I realized, like, I tried singing, I tried writing songs for singers and I just couldn't do it. I was just better at writing rap songs, hip hop lyrics, you know, because I love rock songs. I love rock and roll bands, but I've tried writing rock songs, and I just can't do it. So just the way it happened, I guess.
All right. So we talked a lot about the healing powers of music, and you wrote out your verse for Music is the New Medicine, and we... So let's reverse it this time. Why don't you start off with the acapella and then play the recorded?
All right, hold on. All right. breath first, okay?
All right.
Oh, yeah. Skip a baby trying to get sexy for ya. Skip a baby just wanna get sexy for ya. Up and down the floor, got all the homies staring at ya. You know I got it. I will not drop it, gotta keep come. Hold on, I'm gonna start from the top. Sorry about that.
Alright.
Yeah. Skip a. Okay, can I start over again before you interrupt me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Skip a baby trying to get sexy for ya. Baby just wanna get sexy for ya. Up and down the floor, got all the homies staring at ya. You know I got it. I will not drop it, gotta keep it going, baby. You know, that's how I top it. Gotta stay. Pop locking and dropping it, gotta keep on. Keep on, you know, I just gotta keep on practicing, gotta keep on practicing, yeah, music is the new medicine, music is the new medicine, music is the new medicine, yeah, it really helps, yeah, it really helps to cope with my mental health. It really helps, yeah. I'm feeling myself. It really helps, yeah. With my mental health, laying all my emotions down for you. Yeah, I'm so hunger stricken. Y'all know it sometimes fucks with my vision. I mean, come on, who am I kidding? I just gotta keep on rapping. You folks tell me to stop, I'm like, fuck nah. They tell me to stop, cause I ain't got it, y'all. But I keep on coming with the best hits. You know, Skipper is gonna be super quick. I make you so wet. I make you so wet. I make you. You really wish y'all could really thank mom. But I just keep on coming like this. So hunger stricken. You know, it sometimes fucks with my vision. But I gotta keep on spitting. Cause this is the realness I've ever been. Oh, yeah. Stay with it for my album. Here with the kiss. Triple X syndrome. Come next will be. Like this. Like this. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. Yeah. It's Skipper Baby. Bringing sexy back. Every single day. Skip a baby with MSFP. This is just a little freestyle. For all my skipaholics and all my MSFP crew fans, you know we got it. Every time I will pop lock and drop it. You know I'll never stop it. Gonna keep coming with more hits like this. Something like this. Something like this. Nah. I won't ever quit. All right. That's the acapella.
Nice. Yeah. Definitely worth the wait. And let's play it for them.
All right. Let me, I'm going to search for it, okay? I got it. I'll get
right.
It up.
You did it.
All right. So I'm playing my song Music. Hashtag music is the new medicine, of which I recorded this on this app called BandLab. You should check it out. And this is a full-on freestyle, just so you know. All right, here's my song, Music is the New Medicine.
Yeah, yeah. I skip a baby, trying to get to people, yeah. Skip a baby, just wanna get. Yeah, up and down the floor, got that money, staring at you, you know I got it. I will not drop it, gotta keep on going, baby, you know, that's how I chop it. Gotta stay, pop locking and dropping me, gotta keep on. You know, I just gotta keep practicing, gotta keep on practicing, yeah. Music is a new medicine. Music is the new medicine. Music is a new medicine. Yeah. It really helps, yeah. Really helps to cope with my mental health. It really helps, yeah. I'm feeling myself. It really helps, yeah. With my mental health. laying all my emotions down for you. Yeah, I'm the whole girl stripping. Y'all know it sometimes, but with my bitches, I mean, come on, who am I kidding? I just gotta keep on yelling, keep on bashing. People coming to stop, I'm like, fuck nah. They tell me to stop, cause I ain't got it, y'all. But I keep on coming with the benefits. Y'all know super is gonna be super quick. I'll make you so wet, I'll make you so wet. You wish y'all could really think me, but I just keep on coming like this. So hungry, stripping, you know it sometimes fucks with my bitches, but I gotta keep on spinning, cause this is the real list I've ever been. Stay waiting for my album to you with a kiss. Triple X syndrome. What comes next will be
music is medicine, y'all. Yes, sir. Shout out. It's up on Apple Music. Y'all want to go cop that?
Yeah.
What should we hit him with next?
You know, I'm thinking we should do a throat, like a really good throwback. So you talked earlier about, you know, times when you were more confident and during the interview. So I'm going to play a song and then you're going to do it a cappella and this is going to be a complete surprise. So here we go.
I'll turn them out. If they straight now, they won't be. After you turn around, they be like,
That was my song. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That was my song called Eat Me Out, of which still is going to be on my album titled Triple X Syndrome. I'm trying to see if I have that one even typed up. I'm trying to find the first, I don't know. I'm looking for it. Just be patient. I'm trying
well,
to find
if
that
you
one.
Need... If you need a little bit more time to find it, you can turn the table on me and surprise me with one that I have to do. And then I'll do it afterwards, and that could give you a little bit more time to find your list. So, random. So, do you want...
It's just... I'm looking through my Skip a Lyrics folder, even my email, and I... cannot seem to find my lyrics typed up for Eat Me Out. I'm trying to find it. I know it's got to be here somewhere, but...
I mean, how much of it do you have committed to memory?
I don't know.
This could be interesting. Do you want to try, see what how far you can get
okay,
from
on.
Memory?
Okay, just a sec. Just let me, I'm looking. I recorded that song back in 2012, y'all, by the way. A 10-year-old song now.
What a goodie.
I know. That one's fun to perform.
And make me come, baby, in your mouth.
Seriously, I don't know where the... Hold on. Just a segment. I'm trying to figure this out.
All right. All right.
I wish you could have picked a different one, like Make It Wet or something. Oh.
I was thinking about playing that one. Okay. Next week, next week, we'll, you know, work on writing that out. And next week, you can have work on the whole world eating you out on the radio. So
Okay, hold on. I could try it. I'll try to do it as far as I can off memory. I'm just better at doing that when I'm performing it, the actual beat. I could try to do it, but I might screw up on a few lines, so.
All right.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna try this, okay? But yeah, I'll have to listen to that track today and type it up from front to back like I did with Music is the New Medicine. I wasn't prepared for doing this, for doing that other song that just played. All right. Here I go. Eat me. Okay. Eat me out, eat me out. Your fingers move on, you know, in and out when ya. Eat me out, eat me out. Maybe come, baby, in your mouth. Taste the juices, drip it down your lips. Damn, bitch, you be the sexiest when you working them hits. Sucking on my clit, got me going crazy. Drinking hypnotic, letting loose out in the public. Working the pole, got the freaks to staring. Let's be undressed. It makes me want to eat them out. I'll face, I'll turn them out. If they straight now, they won't be. After using that, they be like, ooh, wow. Keep it coming on to the second round. You know what Skipper be all about. Something, yeah. That's just a little something. I need to be able to perform it with the actual music, but that's as far as I can go right now off my head, so.
Well, you
I'm gonna have to listen to that.
With that one, so let's play the song "Make It Wet," pop, and then followed by your acapella.
I've gotta pull that up.
Here we go.
Pull that one up first. You gotta pull that one up.
That is what she said. All right. Anyways, while you get those lyrics ready, here's the recorded version.
Yeah. Say, I'ma make you wet. Hey, Skipper, Mr. Pete, that's our heat. Gonna do the shit once again, yeah. I'ma make you wet, ayy. Hey.
Yeah.
I'ma make you wet, make it wet. Make your pussy come like a turbo jet set. I'ma make you wet, make it wet. I'ma make you wet, make it wet.
Yeah.
Make it squirt.
Make it wet,
make your pussy come, keep your ass like a turbo jet.
Come on.
You know I
Let's get inebriated, knock this bottle to the ground. We gon' do it extra big, for our ex is not around. Your titties extra big and your booty super round. And she say she go both ways, so you know it's going down. When it comes to sex and girls, I can even pull a few from Skip with St. Louis Brian pumping. I've been practicing all winter. Finish all that pussy out, and girl, your body is my dinner. I'ma make it hella hard for you to backtrack to your nigga damn. Ladies love who JMC, they got me on my cool jerk. Old girl could be straight or blind, don't she eatin' too, sir. I ain't got no problem with his fucking but his views, eh. Don't go strolling through my HTC for pussy, you ain't late. Rated R, D on hard, P on wet, and we retard. Got every neighbor in the complex, know what the fuck we are. If you ain't on ratchet status, fall back, smoke a red
okay.
Blunt. Cause I came to make it wet, and I ain't leaving till the job's done.
I'm gonna make that pussy wet. Tay Taylor's the best, still rapping that West, cashing in on them checks. Skipper on this track, JMC spitting it too. Tay Taylor came to do what the fuck I came to do. Oh, and let's get that pussy wet. I'ma get that pussy wet, yeah. You can call me number one, cause I get that pussy wet, 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 under sun, what?
All right, y'all.
Yeah.
That was my song, Make It Wet, featuring JMC and Cotton Taylor. All right. So for this one, I have a little backstory for this song, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay, for this song, Make It Wet, I originally just did this little video. It originally just came out as like a freestyle. And then I liked it so much that I was like, dude, I gotta extend this piece and make it into a, an actual song. And so we've done a lot of shows with BP Entertainment, Mr. Boss Player, and these two artists that feature on this piece, JMC and Concept Taylor, were a few artists I've met at some BP ENT events, and I back then I was very confident walking up to these other artists and asking them to help me out. So this song we did record with a friend of ours, G Shoes, at his studio when it was still out in Burbank. We recorded this in I believe it was July or August of 2015. This was like one of the last songs that I recorded, well, before I got very ill that same year. So all right, so I don't have the extended version for this song typed out, but I do have the old version of it, so I'm just going to share with you what I got for my song, Make It Wet. All right, here I go. I have not practiced this one in a while. I'm better at doing it with the actual beat and everything, but here I go. Yeah, I'm going to make it wet, make it wet, yeah. I'm going to make it wet, make it wet. I'ma make it wet, make it wet. Make your pussy come, punch it fast like a turbo jet. I'ma make it wet, make it wet. I'ma make it wet, yeah. Make it wet, make you squirt, squirt like a spa jet. Make you say, ah, coming again, yeah. I'ma make you wet, make it wet. Make it wet, yeah, make it wet. I'ma make it wet, make it wet. Fuck. I'm sorry. For this one, I can't do it, Matt, without the beat. It's just, this one's harder for me to just do a cappella. I need to hear the beat in my head, and I can't hear the beat in my head. So, can we do a different song for them? Like, hold on. One that I actually am better at doing. Like, hold on.
You had it.
No,
you
that was
yourself
not it.
Up.
That was not it. Hey, hold on.
Okay, it's close to the end of the show, so you know what I say?
Let's do Stay Positive.
You girl.
Go ahead.
Only you, girl, I'll be true, girl. Don't mess around with my love, don't mess around with it. One, two, three, hit it.
Can you start from the top? Just start from the top, yeah.
For you, girl, only you, girl, I'll be true, girl. Don't mess around with my love, don't mess around with it. One, two, three, hit it.
Yeah, I'm hit you all with a bit of positivity. Hey, he needs all the hate and negativity thrown at. Yeah, we need to ride with the ones who are enemies. One is just love on the daily. That's my everyday source of remedy that keeps me acting so very friendly. Feeling inside to be showing up on my face. Can't let the grief and pain eat away at me. Nah, take it all away. God say true to us. Doesn't let the future any trace. Nah, we gotta keep working, staying true to this money-making game. There's some one iron that can wait 3 years of beginning, some I hit 30. Something as all these years, start to worry. Now my mind's from the family, fits the music journey. God, through your life, gonna lead me, guide me, take me. My life to be blessed with my ultimate dream. Sleep by a lawyer, honest, love, silly, wifey. So I'm a search for love, you know, blind me. So I'm gonna put a pause in it, yo, say positive. What's the point in thinking? Negative. Part of my logic, you know, that I've been taught. No youngs anymore. I've been around the block. Can't understand the way I've been brought up. That's not my fault. You know it is. There's not be better communicating, being less aware, yeah. For the time, though. Just saying, add a prayer, yeah. Okay. This world is something that's cruel and unjustified. Man, how hard I seem to try. The more I wait, you know, the more I fear. The more pain I obtain. And down comes the tears. Can't be having that any longer. Gotta keep my head up. Keep on trying to water. You reach for the stars, you're bound to go farther. You know, stay positive. That's my way of living. This ain't an A game. Laid back and chilling. If you truly knew me, you hit me with a comment. Because I'm a lyric, you know, be relevant. What I'm feeling, dealing with in that moment. Life is tough, but I gotta keep on moving through the rough patches and crazy mazes. Like my head's been hazy, yo. I just can't face it. That's a turn, you know, to embrace it. Get this new world we are approaching. And something y'all was born in 1987. Yeah.
For you, girl, only you, girl, I'll be true, girl. Don't mess around with my love, don't mess around.
Think about it,
give and give. Gotta stay positive. Think about it as
yeah.
I give and give. Gotta stay positive. Oh. Think about it as
right.
I give and give. Gotta stay positive. Gotta stay true. Cause love is only stay true. Oh. And ooh. Stay true to you, girl. Gotta stay positive. Gotta stay positive. Yeah. Hit it.
All right, y'all. This is my song, Stay Positive, featuring Princess Poppet, Big Stats on the Hook, and Miss Sierra Sky. Here you go.
Hey, yo. Yeah. It's Miss S. And, okay, check this out. This is Baby. Yo, I'm hit all with a bit of positivity. Needs all the hate and negativity thrown at me, yeah. We need to ride with the ones who are enemies. For the one that shows love on the daily. That's my everyday source of remedy. That keeps me acting so very friendly. The feeling inside to be shown upon my face. Can't let the grief and pain eat away at me, yeah. Take it all away, we gotta stay true to ourselves. So let the tears show any trace. Nah, we gotta keep working. Staying true to this money-making game. And they also want it, desire, and that can wait. 2 more years, I'll never be dating. December, I'll hit 30. But still, single after all these years, I can start to worry. For now, I'm mind focused on my family, friends, and music journey. Gotta figure out where my life's gonna lead me, guide me, take me. Or my life to be blessed with my ultimate dream. Putting fire, loyal, honest, loving, feeling, wifey. Can't let my sense of love, you know, blind me. Try to put a pause in it, yo, stay positive. What's the point thinking? Negative. Part of the logic, you know, that I've been taught. Not young anymore, I've been around the block. So people to understand the way I've been brought up. That isn't my fault, you know, it is. They have to not be better communicating and being less aware, yeah. Better time though, than saying out of prayer. This world is sometimes cruel and unjustified. No matter how hard I seem to try, the more I wait, you know, the more I fear. The more peanut I'll taint, and down comes the tears. Can't have that any longer. Gotta keep my head up, keep on treading water. Keep reaching for the stars, to band to go farther. Yeah, and stay, stay positive, that's my way of living. Gotta stay A-game, laid back and chillin'. Truly knew me, you hit me with a comment. So my lyrics, you know, be relevant. What I'm feeling, dealing with this exact moment. Life is tough, but I gotta keep on moving. Through the rough patches and crazy mazes. Lately my head's been facey, I just can't face it. Now's my turn, you know, to embrace it. Get a taste of new worlds, we are approaching. And something y'all are born 1987. Yeah, uh-huh.
For you.
Always trying to find a positive thing to write. That's kind of hard when in front of you. You see them flashy lights of negativity, you can't get it out of sight. Be careful of the choice you make. Just make sure you raise the bar to the greatest state. That's funny how life switches lanes. The same folks that rockin' with you always fall off for the same. Pop it style, I guess I'll be the one to drop. You might see me slip on a rock, but like Diddy, I told them nah, I won't stop. That's the only way I know how to be. And you can never, ever, ever get the best of me. Leaving the bullshit to the side, living happily. Staying positive is the only way to live. I mean, what do you really get out of being negative? It's a disease of the mind, it comes repetitive. And there's no cure for it, even if you take a sedative. Haha, you can't hold a good woman down. Check my track record, always stay consistent. Only letting positivity in my existence, no matter the distance. Pop it on the track.
For you.
Stay Positive featuring Princess Poppit, the homie Big Stats on the hook, and Miss Sierra Sky.
All right. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. See, we got. We went into overtime a little with this one, but it was worth it. And. There's definitely some interesting conversations going in our group chat, so I will talk to you more later. So with that, I say we'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.
All right. Peace, you guys.